From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner denied Monday that he or anyone else within the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia leading up to or after the 2016 election.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
The president's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and former campaign manager Paul Manafort are also sharing information with another panel, the Senate Judiciary Committee. The meeting has become a focal point for numerous investigations into Russian interference in the 2016 election. U.S. President Donald Trump is ramping up pressure on Republicans to pass a new health care law, saying there has been enough talk and no action. Speaking in the White House Blue Room, Mr. Trump scolded Senate Republicans, saying they have not kept their promise to repeal and replace the current health care law, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
Tomorrow, the Senate will vote on whether to allow this urgently needed bill to come to the Senate floor for debate. The question for every senator, Democrat or Republican, is whether they will side with Obamacare's architects, which have been so destructive to our country, or with its forgotten victims.
And Mr. Trump also tore into Obama's health care law with fresh intensity, calling it a government takeover of health care and a big, fat, ugly lie that wreaked havoc on American families. Both bills face total opposition from Democrats and so far enough resistance from Republicans that neither measure has advanced far in the legislative process. This is VOA News. During a speech Monday night in front of about 40,000 Boy Scouts at the National Scout Jamboree, U.S. President Donald Trump, who first said he would not get political, did just that. First, he established a tie between the Scouts and his closest allies.
It's amazing how many Boy Scouts we have at the highest level of our great government. Many of my top advisors in the White House were Scouts. 10 members of my cabinet were Scouts. Can you believe that? 10.
Then the president joked that the Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price better get enough votes in the Senate to begin debate on the Republican health care bill Tuesday. Otherwise, he said, Tom, you're fired. More pressure for U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions from members of Congress in the White House over his contacts with Russia's former envoy to Washington, and for later recusing himself from the Department of Justice probe of alleged collusion between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. This despite Sessions' denial that he's done anything wrong.
I was your colleague in this body for 20 years, at least some of you, and I participated in any collusion, that I was aware of any collusion with the Russian government to hurt this country, which I have served with honor for 35 years, or to undermine the integrity of our democratic process is an appalling and detestable lie.
A senior Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee is calling on Sessions to appear before the panel as soon as possible to answer questions about his conversations with Russia's former ambassador. Venezuelans are tensing for a national strike this week aimed at pressuring President Nicolas Maduro to cancel Sunday's controversial election of a constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. Meanwhile, the Venezuelans scramble to lay in already sparse supplies ahead of the strike. Falling oil prices and government mismanagement have led to critical shortages of food, medicine, and other basic goods. The U.S. military says it's preparing to conduct another test of a missile defense system put in place to counter threats from North Korea. A Pentagon spokesman said Monday that the test of the military's Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System in the far northwestern state of Alaska is scheduled to go ahead soon. He said the test is a routine measure to make sure the system's ready. In a notice to mariners, the U.S. Coast Guard said that tests could take place as soon as Saturday and advise vessels to avoid large areas of the ocean. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.